We give glory to your name, O Lord, glory to your name, O Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. We give glory to your name, O Lord, glory to your name, O Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. We give glory to your name, O Lord, glory to your name, O Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. We give glory to your name, O Lord, glory to your name, O Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. We sing glory to your name, O Lord. Glory to your name, O Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. We sing glory to your name, O Lord, glory to your name, O Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all of your many manifold blessings. We thank you this morning for allowing us to see a brand new day, a day that was not promised, a day that was not given, but a day that you have made on purpose just for us. For you order the day just as you order our footsteps, Lord, you order this day. And you spoke this day into existence, Lord, so that, one, you'll get the glory out of us on this day. Lord, we desire that nothing separates us from your love, that we may fulfill the purpose and the plans and the glory that you have waiting for us on this day. With an excited anticipation, Lord, I can't wait to see what you have waiting to reveal to your people. For your word declares that I have not seen, the ear has not heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of men what good things you have in store for those that fear you, for those that love you, for those that surrender to you. So with great anticipation, great excitement, and great anticipation, Lord, we can't wait for you to reveal your glory to your people on this day. Lord, we dare not allow anything to separate us from your love. We rose up early this morning because, God, your name is great, and it's greatly to be praised. And your love is overwhelming. Your love is all-consuming. Your presence, God, means more than anything. Your presence, God, there is fullness of joy. In your presence, God, there is hope forevermore. In your presence, God, there is healing and deliverance, God. In your presence, God, there is life and that more abundantly. God, in your presence, God, there is newness, God. There is deliverance, Lord. There is healing. And so we long to be in your presence, Lord. And why waste any moment? Why waste any minutes? Why waste any seconds by letting a day go by without tapping into the power that comes with your presence? We seek your face early while you may yet be found. On this day that we sacrifice this time early in the morning to rise to pray. You urge us in your word to always pray, because God, if we stay always connected to you, we'll have the strength that we need. We'll have the anointing that we need. We'll have the power that we need. We'll have the clarity that we need. If we would just stay in communication with you, Lord, we won't make bad decisions, Lord. We won't do foolish things, Lord, if we just have the audacity and the mindset to remain connected to you in prayer, because prayer changes things, Lord. The effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much, Lord. And so we pray to you, Lord, so that you can come and have your way. Oh, God, we come and we pray to you so that we'll be connected to the source of our strength and connected to the one that is the strength of our lives. Lord, we come to you in prayer, Lord, because there's no other place that we can turn. Oh, God, there's no one that's as strong as you. There's no one who is as mighty as you. Lord, there's no one who loves us like you do. God, you're so great, and you are greatly to be praised. So we give glory to your name. Oh, Lord, we give glory to your name, because your name is great, and it's greatly to be praised. Thank you for this time of rising up early in the morning to pray, to seek your face while you may yet be found. Before we find ourselves caught up in the day, Lord, I'm out of town, Lord, and it seems like the schedule is going to get busy real quickly. Lord, I have to travel to and fro to different places. I'm in a strange land. But Lord, though that I'm in a strange land this morning, Lord, in your presence there is no strangeness at all. And so, Lord, I can keep you about me. Lord, I can keep you around you by doing what David said and blessing the Lord at all times, by allowing your praises to continually be in my mouth. Because, Lord, I need guidance on this day. Lord, I need your wisdom on this day. Lord, I need your favor on this day. Lord, I need your protection on this day. And it's just not me, Lord, even in the places that we are comfortable with. Lord, we still desperately need you today, whether we're in our homes or on our way to schools or on our way to work, God. No matter where we might find ourselves at, you remain to be the same. Huh. God, hallelujah, glory to your name. God, you don't change. God, situations don't change you. Locations don't change you. People around me don't change you. But you remain to be the same, God. Our financial situations don't change you. Lord, sickness in our body, it does not change you. Oh, God, issues at the church, Lord, it don't change you. Lord, you still yet remain to be the same. Thank you for being a God of consistency. Thank you for being a God of faithfulness. And thank you for being a God that is true to your word. David said, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. David declared that because your word, it's a lamp unto our feet. And your word, it's a light unto our pathways. He said, I'm hiding your words in my heart. I'm hiding those words in my heart that I might not sin against thee. It's your word that keeps us. It's your word that reveals himself to us. It's your word that shows up mighty and shows up strong on our behalf. It's your word that keeps us. It's your word that preserves us. It's your word that helps us to stand and helps us to keep going on. It's your word that speaks life into us. It's your word that gives us hope. It's your word that David said that I don't have to be afraid because I trust in God. He questioned, what can mortal man do to me if my God is faithful and in his word do I praise? So, Lord, we praise you because of your word, what your word tells us. And your word tells us that you never fail. Your word tells us that you'll never leave us nor ever forsake us. Your word tells us that we can do all things. It's your word that gives us confirmation that we can walk in authority. It's your word that gives us confirmation, God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. It's your word, God, that helps us to stand. It's your word that helps give us the victory. It's your word that brings brightness into a dark situation. It's your word, God, it's only your word that we can rely upon. So, Lord, hide your word in our hearts today. Give us to meditate on you. Meditate on you both day and night. God, give us to meditate and abide in you. Because as we abide in you, you said you abide in us. And when we are in your presence, Lord, it's intimacy. It's like a child coming to his mother or a child coming to his father and getting into their private space. They have a need, God, and when they come into the presence, Lord, we bless them. We give them the desires of their heart, God. We open up ourselves, and we allow them to come in so that we can be a blessing to them. Lord, how much more are you greater than us? How much more will you give unto us? Lord, we're carnal in our thinking, but Lord, you're mighty in everything that you do. And so, Lord, if a child can come and become intimate and come into our intimate place, oh God, and act what they will, how much more can we who serve a God who is not a respecter of person, who defends his own, who protects his home, his own, and who leads and covers and provides for his own, how much more will you do when we come in before your presence with singing, when we come before your presence with praise, when we come to be in your presence to abide with you? Lord, you said we can ask what we will, and it shall be given unto us. Lord, we come into your secret place this morning. As I've had to sanctify a new spot to pray, I'm thankful, God, that you are a God that hears our prayers, and that you'll come to our rescue, and that you'll come to be with us. Lord, I'm grateful that my thoughts are not to start a strange fire, but Lord, I've come this morning with my heart, God, overwhelmed with your goodness, yet my heart pleased with your protection, my heart, God, enamored with the greatness that you are. Lord, I come before you with joy bells ringing in my soul. Holy are you, Lord. Righteous are you, Lord. Magnificent are you, Lord. You're worthy to be praised and worthy to be adored. You're worthy to be lifted up. You're worthy to be magnified. Glorious is thy name, O God. Thy name is so great that the righteous can run into your name and we can find safety just in your name, God. We make your name glorious on this day, and we declare that this area is holy ground. For your presence and your spirit will abide with us while we're here, and where your spirit and your presence will abide with us wherever we are at. Lord, we're taking the tabernacle and we're moving. Hallelujah. We're so grateful, God, that you're not a respecter of place either. That where we sanctify our prayer room, our place that we're going to meet you, Lord, you're willing to inhabit that place as long as we lift up our voices to offer unto you a sacrifice of praise. Because when praises go up, the blesser comes down, and your blessings come down with you. Lord, you don't come empty-handed ever. But when you show up, Lord, when we invite you in, when we open up the door that you're knocking at, Lord, you come with a mightiness. You come overwhelming with gifts. You come burdened down with gifts that you can't help but to give out to us, that you can't wait to give out to us, because that's the type of God that you are. You are magnificent in all your ways. You are glorious in all your ways. And we bless your name. And we glorify your name. And we honor and we praise you this day. We're thankful for the day that you have made already. We're thankful, God, that you know our endings from our beginnings. So, Lord, as we work our way through this day, we know that you know what's going on. And we know that you know what's best for us. And so we declare, according to your word, that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Order our footsteps, Lord, today. In the mighty name of Jesus, guide us over the traps and guide us over the snares and guide us over the issues, the divides that the enemy is trying to set up before us to defeat us today. We shall be more than conquerors today. We shall be the heads and not the tails today. We shall do all things through Christ who strengthens us today, because we'll be led by the anointing and led by the power and led by the Spirit of the Most High God. We surrender to you. And Lord, so as we surrender to you, if there's anything in us that's unlike you, we plead the blood right now, that you would cast it out of us, that you would rebuke it right now, and that you would wash us and make us whole in the mighty name of Jesus. I rebuke carnality right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I bind selfishness and rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I bind faithlessness, hopelessness, God, disobedient spirits, Lord. I bind them right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I bind the spirit of a lack of foresight, because, Lord, you give us clarity and you give us direction. Oh, God, if all we have to do is ask and we shall receive in the mighty name of Jesus. I bless you and I magnify you and I glorify you. Even in the midst of me having this issue with my sinuses, Lord, you're still worthy of praise. And so, Lord, create in us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us. Wash us and make us whole even right now in the mighty name of Jesus, that we may sing unto you a new song today, that we may praise you with all of our heart and all of our mind and with all of our souls, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we may make your name glorious, because as we make your name glorious, God, you will come in and you will inhabit the praises of your people. Inhabit our praises, Lord, today. Come sup with us, Lord, today. You say, I behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man would let me in, I'll come and I'll abide with him. I'll come and I'll sup with him. And Lord, we long for your presence, not just now, but we long for your presence all the day long. We need your glory. We cannot make it without your glory. We won't take another step without your glory. We won't make a decision without your glory, without your presence, God. Because when you are present, we have everything that we need and more. So, Lord, we pray that you would touch us from the crowns of our heads to the soles of our feet. Thank you for being a great God. Thank you for being a merciful God. Thank you for being an all-consuming and an overwhelming God. Thank you for life this morning and that more abundantly. Thank you for the air that we breathe. Thank you for the use and activity of our limbs. Thank you for allowing us to be in our right mind. Thank you for a reasonable portion of health and strength. Thank you for being our God. Thank you for yet another day, God, that you've made that I can rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, oh God, for being mighty and for being strong. Now, God, shape us and mold us today for what you need us to be on this day. On this day, God, that I focus on the family. Lord, help us to serve our family as you serve your family each and every day. The ministry of servanthood, God, means that I'm willing to be the least. Give us to pray for our families, Lord, today in the name of Jesus. The devil is doing everything that he can to destroy the family, because he understands that the family unit is what makes up a strong church. And when a church is strong, God, we can be more effective in what we do in ministry. And, Lord, he is attempting to abort the strength that comes with the family. He does that by causing people to go out, young people to have premarital sex and then have abortions. God, he causes that to cause fathers not to be present, to be absentee in their families. Lord, he causes members of the family to go and do drugs and do things that causes disturbances in the family. Lord, he stirs up in different many areas so that he can destroy and kill the family unit. And then people of color, God, in this day and time, Lord, he's done an effective work in destroying or altering or messing up the family unit. But I'm so grateful, Lord, that no matter how bad we have fallen, no matter how short we may have fallen, God, you are still a God that can restore. You are a God that is a keeper, that even when pieces of the family, God, drop off or are not in place, Lord, you can stand in that gap and make sure that that family unit has grown and grows strong. Lord, I'm a living witness, God. You'll be a father to the fatherless. You'll be a mother to the motherless. God, you'll be everything that we need and more. You showed yourself mighty in the midst of my family, that when my father was absentee, Lord, you kept our family together. And not only did you keep our family together, Lord, but you had us to prosper. You had us to thrive, God. It may not seem like it then, but, Lord, there was never a time where there was no food on the table. God, there was never a time where, Lord, we didn't have clothes on our back. Lord, there was absolutely never a time, Lord, when we didn't have shelter over our heads. Lord, you are a keeper. You are a provider. God, you are a way maker. God, I know because you did it for me. Lord, I'm not telling a story that I heard across the wayside, but Lord, I'm declaring what you have done in my life. And I know that there are similar testimonies to those that are on the phone, on this conference call, on this prayer line. Lord, some may have had their father and their both parents in the home, but Lord, you still made a way. You still provided for them. You still opened up doors, Lord. There were some fathers who raised their children on their own, but you still made a way. You still provided, Lord. You still opened up doors. Lord, some lost their parents at an early age. You still provided. You still made a way. You still opened doors. No matter what occurred, God, no matter what tragedy may have befallen us, Lord, you remain to be the same, an awesome God, a mighty God, a wonderful God. And that's why we give you glory. That's why we give you honor. That's why we give you praise, because you've been a God of faithfulness, a God of consistency, a God that never changes. And because you remain the same God, we can stand, Lord, today. I pray for the family unit, Lord, today, in the mighty name of Jesus. We understand that the world is still yet trying to destroy the family. No longer is a family unit made up of a man and a woman, a husband, a wife, and children. The Lord, family units are made up of men, two men and two women. Some family units are made up of a human and an animal, some inordinate object. Whatever this foolishness is, Lord, we speak against it right now in the name of Jesus, and we speak to what you created. You created Adam and Eve in the mighty name of Jesus. You told them to be fruitful and multiply. I pray for marriages today, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for husbands. I pray for wives. I pray for children right now. Help the man to take his rightful place and be the spiritual and financial and a leader of his family. God, help us to stand strong. We don't have to do it by our own power. We don't have to do it by our own might, but we can stand in our rightful place by your spirit. You gave us your spirit so that we would not be comfortless. You gave us your spirit that we might have power. You gave us your spirit, God, that we might be more than conquerors. We can do it because of your spirit that dwells in us, because we have the fullness of God. We have the fullness of your presence inside of us today, so we don't have to worry about what the enemy is trying to do against us as men. But we can be the examples. We can be the fathers that you call for us to be. I humbly submit myself to you, and I surrender myself on behalf of brothers everywhere, men everywhere, husbands everywhere. Help us to stand in our rightful place today. The family thrives when the leader is there. The family is more effective when the head is there. God, strengthen the father, strengthen the husband, strengthen the men everywhere, God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to stand in our rightful place to be the leaders, both spiritually and mentally and physically in every area of our family unit, God, that we may love our own wife, that we may be a husband of only one wife, that we may not run around and shack up with other women and do other things that causes our family to be destroyed and hurt. Bind that spirit of selfishness, bind that spirit of foolishness, bind that spirit of carnality out of men right now, bind the spirit of fear out of men. Some men leave because they're fearful of being ineffective husbands and ineffective fathers. Lord, but again, we're not doing it by our own power, and we're not doing it by our own might, but we're doing it by the spirit and the power that you have placed in us to thrive. I surrender to you, God. Help me to be a better father, Lord, today. Help me to be a better husband, God, a lover of my wife, God, a cherisher of my wife. God, help me, oh God, today, in the name of Jesus, to be the man that you call for me to be and the man that you've made me to be. God, I need your help. I need your strength. I need your power, because in me there is no good thing. And I understand, Lord, that I'm fighting a battle, God, that's not carnal, but the weapons that I use against this enemy that comes up against me, oh God, are mighty by the pulling down of strongholds. I can take time to pray. God, families that see a praying father, God, are, God, just empowered even the more and even more effective. God, a family that is led by a saved man, God, is even more thriving, even more, and is more successful, Lord. A family, God, that is led by a man that is a praiser, a worshiper, God. Oh, God, can do great and mighty things as we bless and magnify your name. A man that's after God's own heart is what the family needs today. Make us after your own heart, Lord, today. I'm talking about every father, every man, God. Every husband, Lord, I want you to shape us to be the vessels that you have called for us to be. God, you gave Adam authority, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus. You gave him authority to name things, oh God. And so there was nothing that was not named without him naming it, God. You've given us power, and you've given us authority, God. Help us to use our power and our authority right in the name of Jesus. Help us not to misuse or abuse our God-given authority and God-given power. You've not given us this authority and power to lord over the people because they don't belong to us. Lord, I'm talking as a husband, Lord. I understand that that was a declaration for pastors, Lord, but we are the spiritual head of our families, and you have not given us this authority to lord over the people. But you've given us this authority to be an example over your inheritance. Thank you for a wife in the mighty name of Jesus. Because you said a man that finds a wife finds a good thing and obtaineth favor. Lord, I'm a living witness, Lord. I found a good thing and I obtained favor. Help me to treat that favor right. Help me to love on that favor right. Help me to cherish that favor right in the name of Jesus. Help me to appreciate that favor, God, that you blessed me with. And so I pray for husbands, as you've allowed us to minister to different family units, different, God, husband couples. That's what I'm looking for. This past Friday, I thank you for opening up a door for us to be able to encourage men and women, couples, husbands and wives during that session. And so, Lord, I pray for everyone that was under the sound of my voice on that day. You know those young couples, and you know those that we have mentored. You know, God, I need you to help me to be a better husband so that I can help show other husbands how to be better husbands as well, to cherish what you've given us and to appreciate all that you've blessed us with. Lord, I pray for the wives. I pray for the moms. I pray for the women that lead households. Lord, they've been the backbone of our community. They've been the ones that have sustained the community. They've been the ones that kept the family unit going when men have not been there. And I pray that you would bless right now that wife, God, that's living with a husband that is not doing his job, that's not leading the way that he should lead. You said a sanctified wife
God sanctifies the husband. God, let her know that her living is not in vain. That God, as long as she surrenders to you, Lord, she don't have to fight the battle, but that you will fight the battle for her and on her behalf. Lord, again, I'm a living witness, Lord, because you fought the battle against me. Lord, you fought the battle against my father. Lord, you fought the battle against many men on behalf of the women. Lord, I pray that you will continue to strengthen the women of God right now. Give them a sure foundation, Lord, that you are their keeper and that you are their provider and that you hear their pleas and that you hear their cries. That you hear their prayer, God, that you will come to their rescue at all times. Lord, I pray that you would bless them for their sacrifice, bless them for their prayers. I'm reminded even now, I believe it was the prophet Elisha, that she would go and visit, that he would go through a town, and that woman whose husband was there, she didn't have any children. She said, I consider him to be a man of God. So let's make a room for him. Let's give him a place to stay since he comes here so frequently. And she was willing. She had a desire to bless the man of God. And because she blessed him, he prayed for her, Lord, and she bore a child. She was childless before then. She was barren before then. But Lord, you blessed that child. I mean, you blessed her womb, God, that she might have a child. And Lord, something happened, Lord, and the child died. And she met the man of God. She came and ran to the man of God. And he asked her, was everything okay? She didn't complain. She didn't wail about what was going on. But she spoke right into her family at that moment when she said, it is well. God continued to strengthen the women of God, the husbands, the wives, the mothers right now, the single parent homes, God, the single mothers right now, we pray that you'll continue to strengthen them and give them the words to speak life over their children, to speak life over their husbands, to speak life over their homes, and to declare right now that it is well. I don't care if the father is absentee. It is well. I don't care if the children are acting up. It is well because we're not putting our trust and our hope in what we see, but we're putting our hope and our trust in who we are. No. And we know a God that is a provider. We know God as a strong tower. We know God as the wheel in the middle of the wheel. We let you take the wheel in our lives today. So I pray for mother. I pray for wives. I pray for single parent homes that you would strengthen the wife to do her part. She's the helpmeet. And when there is no man in the house, Lord, she fills both roles. But I pray for the wife first. Strengthen her even now to do what she has been called to do, God, the chief of staff of our home, that you would help her to lead effectively, Lord, to do the work and maintenance of the home effectively, Lord. And for those that have dual jobs, she works in the daytime and then comes back home, I pray that you would grant her strength. And I pray that you will grant her favor. And God, I pray that you will protect her while she's away from home. And that you will be a blessing to her. So that she may be a blessing to her husband. So that she may be a blessing to her wife, her family. So her children will rise up and call her blessed. Because of all she does. Because of who she's connected to. And because of the example that she's given us throughout the years. I pray for the single moms who are leading homes without a man and the single fathers who are leading homes without the woman. Pray that you bless them. Fill every need that they have. Fill every gap and every role that they have that's needed, God, that's missing. Oh, God, so that the family will be stronger. And then, Lord, I pray for our children today. Before I go to that, I need you to meet the need. There's a woman out there that does not have a husband. She's working hard, or she's doing everything that she can to keep her family unit together, and she don't believe that she can, that she has the strength and the fortitude to be able to keep her family unit together. Lord, I pray that you will grant her strength like none other. You are my strength. Strength like no other that reaches down to me, reach down to your people, reach down to that woman right now. right where she is at and let her know, God, that she don't have to rely upon her own strength, but that you would be her strength to be the breadwinner, to be the parent that she needs to be, and help her to understand that she only needs to be the mom. You'll be that father that that son needs. You'll be that father that that daughter needs. You'll be everything that they need and she needs and more. I pray for our children. You've given them as an inheritance to us. And oftentimes, Lord, it doesn't seem like they are an inheritance. From the day that they are born until they mature, and even some after they mature, Lord, they're still, God, tapping in to their parents. But, Lord, I pray for each and every child this day. I pray for those boys, and I pray for those girls. That first of all, you would save amongst them, Lord, because they cannot make it into heaven on our salvation. They cannot do that. But they have to have an intimate relationship with you on their own. And so, Lord, I pray that you would save today. Because if you save our children today, Lord, it will reduce that premarital sex, children out of wedlock, teenage parents, Lord, if you would just save in our families, Lord, today. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, if you would save, God, our children would do better in school, Lord. The jails won't be getting filled up because our children will be in a place where you have destined for them to be at. And, Lord, our children our young men are not destined to be in jail. But, Lord, I declare that our children are destined to be doctors. Our children are destined to be lawyers. Lord, our children are destined to be architects. Lord, our children are destined to be engineers, Lord. They're not destined to be drug addicts. They're not destined to be prostitutes on the streets. Lord, they're not destined to be homeless or destitute, Lord. That's not the destiny for our children. Our children, God, will be destined for greatness because you attach greatness to us. I speak over our children. I speak that you will protect them and keep them. Lord, they're going through stuff that I would have never fathomed. Not only are they dealing with homosexuality in all levels of school now, but, Lord, they're dealing with sex education in all levels of school now. And then, Lord, they're dealing with worrying whether someone's going to come into their schools and shoot up the schools now. Protect our children. Cast the devil out of their mind. Cover them in the blood, God. Right now, in the name of Jesus, as they prepare to leave home this morning, Lord, I plead the blood covering over our children. The enemy won't be able to sift them as wheat today because I've covered them in the blood. The enemy won't be able to destroy them today because I've covered them in the blood. The enemy won't be able to lay his hands on them today because I've covered them in the blood. Cover them, Lord. Let no space go uncovered, but from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, cover them in the blood. Keep them, God. Keep them even now, even when they don't know that you are keeping them. God, I ask that you would keep them. Lord, even when they don't know that you are protecting them, Lord, I pray that you continue to protect them because I prayed for protection over our children. Over our children, Lord, today. I speak life over them. As they prepare for the summer, I speak life over them now. That you will protect them. That you will keep them safe from the predator. That you will keep them safe from the drug dealer. That you will keep them safe, God, from the fornicator. That you will keep them safe, God, from the deceivers, Lord. Protect our children, Lord, today. Because they are an asset for our future. Bless the family. Bless the wounds of those women, the wives that are barren. Bless them with life, God. You can do that. Bless that man with a job so that he can provide for his family. Bless that man with a job right now. In the name of Jesus. And we pray for those that are not married, those that are single and saved, those that are having a relationship with you, you are their meat. I pray that you would encourage them and let them know that if they desire to have a wife or a husband, Lord, that they desire a good thing and help them to fulfill or to play their role and not be out of the position that they need to be in to either be found or to find somebody. I pray that you would sustain them. I pray that you would continue to strengthen them. I'm talking about those that are single and saved. I pray that you would encourage them, Lord, and bless them. Let them get everything set up, God, according to your will, that they may be an asset to someone and not something that it takes away, a detriment. And then, Lord, I pray for those that are among us. I pray for this conference. I need to end. I pray for this women's convention that I'm participating in. I thank you for the awesome word from Mother Lewis last night that we are the salt of the earth. Help us to be that salt, Lord, and help us to salt this area of Milwaukee, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and leave it not like the way it was when it came. I pray you bless the general board. I pray that you bless my pastor, Bishop Ted Thomas. I pray that you bless the women of God that are coming from all across the world to assemble here to be a blessing and to come and worship together. Lord, I pray that they do not leave here the same, but they leave here empowered. Lord, I'm leaving here empowered even now because I'm taking time out to find myself in prayer. Lord, I feel empowered for change. That when I go home, Lord, I haven't even done anything yet, but Lord, I have a great expectation, Lord, that you're doing something great on our behalf. And so, Lord, I pray for Bishop Ted Thomas and Mother Charlotta Thomas, Mother Nellie Towns. Lord, I pray for the women of God that are from our area, that they return back home empowered and encouraged to evangelize the world, to do the work of a missionary, to do the work that you've called for them to do, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, for the pastors of the Great Northern District. You know all of their names. I pray that you would bless them one by one, name by name. I pray that you bless their ministries. I speak healing over Pastor Hawkins, and I speak healing over Pastor Cornick, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And then, Lord, I pray for the members of Praise Center. Thank you for the awesome people to give me charge over to lead. Thank you for this time to serve them, to lead them. Praise Center is a ministry, God, that believes in love, that believes in prayer, and that believes that praises are one of the most important weapons that we have. And so I thank you, and I praise you, and I magnify you, and I pray to you this morning for Lady Yolinda McCowan. I pray for Sister Diamond Starr. I pray for Brother Eric McCowan, Sister Crystal McCowan, and Little Master Aaron McCowan. I pray for Mother Evelina Dean McCowan, Sister Deanne Graham, and Brother Renix Graham. I pray for Missionary Lysandra Miller, Lord, and Sister Olga Green, Mother Olga Green. Lord, I thank you for those that you've given me charge over, Sister Connie Coulter, Brother Eric Coulter, and then those that are missing in action as well, God, Sister Monique and Brother Herbert Lee. Lord, you're still giving me to pray for them, Lord, and so I'm going to continue to pray for them, even though they are missing in action. Lord, I pray for those that you've given me charge over and those that you have coming on the way. I pray that you would bless them tremendously, because they are attached to this great body called Praise Center Church of God in Christ in the town of Dumfries. I pray that you would bless them name by name and one by one right where they are at this morning. I pray that you would set aside a blessing, a supernatural blessing, an overwhelming blessing for those that have taken time out this morning to join me in prayer. We understand the power of prayer, and we understand that prayer requires a sacrifice. And so we're grateful for the sacrifice this morning that you've allowed us to meet you in this place this morning. I pray that you would bless them in the city and bless them in the fields. Bless them when they come and bless them when they go, because they've taken time to tap into you before they began this day. Lord, I pray for those that bless us in ministry, that intercede on our behalf, our external partners. I pray for Lisa Law, Carl Christopher, Larry Brown, Roland Wilson, and Kenyatta Schamberg. I thank you for putting us on their mind and giving them to sow into the ministry, giving them to intercede on behalf of the ministry, and keeping the ministry up in prayer. Now, Lord, I ask that you would lead us and guide us and direct us this day. We're looking for results from our prayer. And so, Lord, we're looking for results in this conference. We're looking for results in our family unit, and we're looking for results in our churches. Because, Lord, our prayer availeth much because we do it with faithfulness, we do it with hope in you, and we do it with the determination that, God, you hear our prayers, and we know that you're going to answer them. And so bless this day. Order the footsteps of your people. Lead, guide, and direct us, and watch over us all the day long. And we'll be careful to give it to you, the glory and the honor and the praise. It's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ we pray this morning. We say thank God, amen and amen.